Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms, Psalm 119, verses 161 through 168. That is our passage today. Here's what the psalmist writes. Rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart trembles at your word. I rejoice in your promise like one who finds great spoil. I hate and detest falsehood, but I will love your law. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous laws. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. I wait for your salvation, Lord, and follow your commands. I obey your statutes, for I love them greatly. I obey your precepts and your statutes, for all my ways are known to you. So Billy Graham once said that if he had it to do all over again, he would read less books about the Bible and spend more time reading the Bible itself. Books about the Bible are valuable, that's for sure. However, like Graham, we should desire to spend time in the primary source. God's Word is not a textbook to be studied for a test, but a love letter to be absorbed for life. The psalmist tells us that his heart of calm comes from time spent in God's law. He warns of the obstacles on the journey so that nothing can make him stumble. Since God knows him inside out, these precepts and statutes are relevant to his life. This desire for Scripture results in obedience. The psalmist says, "I obey your statutes, for I love them greatly." I challenge you to take time in God's Word. Read a passage, then read it again. Ponder the Father's words just for you. Meditate on them. Think about them. Mull them over. Remember, all your ways are known to him. His eternal word will speak directly to your heart. Father, I don't want to treat the reading of your word like a daily project. Help me read your word as a love letter. Help me see your commands as for my good. Help me hide your word in my heart so that it will illuminate my path and keep me from taking dangerous detours. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.